Do I have a witness? These three words are labeled the three graces. They are so labeled because they represent the fundamental principles of Christianity. Habakkuk 2 and 4 reads, to have a witness. But the just shall live by faith. In Ephesians 2 and 8 we read, for by grace are we saved through faith and not that of ourselves. For it is the gift of God. And then flip over to Romans 5, we find these words. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now is the substance of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. In Romans 8 and 24, it is written, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? Lamentations 3 and 26 says, it is good that a man should have both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Do I have a witness? Romans 5 and 8 reads.
Thank you. We hope this message blessed and uplifted you today. For more information or a copy of today's message, you may write to the First Union Historic Baptist Church, 601 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or you may phone us at 318-561-4230. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., followed by worship service at 11 a.m. Midweek service is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Also remember, whenever you are in a time of need, please contact our sponsors, Belair and Elliott Attorneys at Law. Their office is located at 3709 Masonic Drive here in Alexandria, or you may phone them at 318-442-9533 or toll free at 800-640-0349. And as always, until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hallelujah. Because of his grace, his mercy. That you've done, you keep blessing me over and over again. Whoa, whoa. I once was lost deep in sin till I heard your voice singing, you're my child, come on me.
Set it for me.
If it wasn't for your love,
if it wasn't for your love,
I don't know what I would do.
Tell me, what would I do?
Your blood,
your blood redeemed, make me brand new.
Your oil. But I'm not what I used to be since He's cleansed and made me whole. I gotta press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I cannot be left. I won't be left behind. Oh, hey, cause every day
William Murphy, can you help us sing this song?
Thank you, James, for letting me be a part of this. Listen, Exodus 33, Moses says, Father, if your presence doesn't go with us, we can't go up from here. Are you ready for your next level?
Oh, yeah.
If you are, say, I need your glory. I want your glory. Here it is. Less of me and more of you is what I need.
Come on, say, show me your glory.
Show me your glory. I'm ready for my next level.
Me too.
Show me your power. Less of me.
More
of you is what I need. Fire, will you help me sing?
I need your glory.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
That's my desire now. I crave you.
Less of me.
More of you
is
what I need.
This is my prayer.
Show me your glory.
Father, can you show me
your power?
I can't go any further. Less of me.
Pastor Murphy, this is what happens to us. Sing this right here.
So many times I tried my way.
Oh, yeah.
But all of the pain didn't go away. I realized that only
you, God,
give me this love that is so true.
So many
times I tried my way.
Tried it my way.
All the pain.
I'm still hurting, but
unconditional love that's so perfect. So we sing.
I want your glory.
That's what I need. I want it.
I want your glory.
I want it now. I'm at a place where I desire
less of me and more.